From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. An external review continues, digging through the files of a doctor accused of working while impaired. Yesterday, several hundred veterans, some very sick, showed up for a town hall meeting in Fayetteville demanding action. Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media was there.
The Fayetteville VA Hospital auditorium was filled to capacity with veterans, some wearing bandages, tethered to oxygen or in wheelchairs, including Harold Lindsay, a Navy veteran who lives in Springdale.
I'm one of the few that got caught, diagnosed wrong. And so I'm coming to find out what in the world's going on and what they're going to do.
Lindsay's one of seven veterans so far misdiagnosed by a Fayetteville VA pathologist found to be working while impaired. The VA is conducting an external review of 33,000 cases for 19,800 veterans, tracing back 12 years. More than 5,000 of those veterans have died. One death has been linked to the pathologist, but no details have been offered. So far, a total of 2,500 cases have been reviewed. U.S. Army Korean veteran Jess Pear of Fort Smith says he was tested several years ago, and all the results were negative, no cancer.
So now, you know, I'm looking at having them redone to make sure that, you know, these growths that I have on my lung and on my liver and all that stuff are really benign and not serious.
Marlene Cahey's husband, a Vietnam Navy veteran, died 3 years ago. She just received notice that his pathology reports are being screened for errors.
I just want to know why.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs announced the news June 18th, sending out letters to all impacted veterans. The pathologist was first discovered to be impaired in March of 2016. He completed treatment and later returned to clinical care, relapsed, and was removed from practice in October of 2017 and subsequently fired last April. The VA will not disclose the identity of the pathologist due to federal health privacy laws, but the Associated Press is reporting the pathologist to be Dr. Robert Morris Levy of Fayetteville. According to public records, Levy is a 1992 graduate of the Pritzker School of Medicine at the University of Chicago. A source formerly associated with the VA that Levy is an alcoholic. Kelvin Parks, VA interim medical director, told the audience at the town hall meeting the independent review will take 6 months to complete and case follow-ups will quickly occur. He also apologized multiple times.
As a veteran, as a patient at this hospital, to my fellow veterans, I say I'm sorry that this has happened. To our family members, I say I'm sorry that this has happened.
During the Q&A, one veteran stood up pointing to what he described as a broken chain of command at the Fayetteville VA. Parks responded by saying, hopefully this incident will cause VA hospitals across the country to scrutinize their pathology departments. There were also questions regarding lawsuits against the VA for wrongful practice, which Lisa Bruin with the Little Rock Regional VA Benefit Office addressed.
Some people will want to turn to filing a tort claim and with an attorney, and that's fine too. But I want to let you know that VA is already set up with law to protect veterans in this sort of situation. It's called Title 38 USC 1151.
Bruin encouraged any veteran identified as having a false negative pathology report, even for non-service-connected diagnoses, to file a report, which could produce monetary awards, also available to families and children of deceased veterans. Towards the end of the meeting, Vietnam veteran Harold Logan stood up and told the crowd he's really sick.
Right now, I'm being diagnosed with 3 to 6 months to live.
Logan says he's been diagnosed with 5 different types of cancer. He says he received a letter stating his pathology reports are under review. More than 3,000 veterans have contacted the VA's crisis call center, 1-866-388-5428, since the news broke. The Fayetteville VA, which operates 6 satellite clinics in northwest Arkansas, southwestern Missouri, and northeastern Oklahoma, sees around 53,000 patients annually. Jacqueline Froelich, Arkansas Public Media, Fayetteville.